Exclusive: Elise Stefanik blames New York immigration crisis on radical sanctuary policies of Biden, Hochul, and Adams. By Joshua Klein on August 31, 2023. The radical sanctuary policies of President Joe Biden, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and New York City Mayor Eric Adams, all Democrats, are responsible for New York State's immigration crisis, according to House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, who expressed hope that New Yorkers and Americans would vote out the extreme Democrats in next year's elections. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Thursday, Rep. Stefanik, RNY, who serves as a senior member of the House Armed Services Committee, took aim at President Joe Biden's far-left open border policies as well as Governor Kathy Hochul and Mayor Eric Adams' radical sanctuary state policies, holding all three accountable for New York's illegal immigration crisis. Unfortunately, because of these extreme Democrats' policies, every community is now a border community, she stated, adding that such communities are reaping the havoc these policies have caused. In contrast, she noted, House Republicans know that border security is national security, and that is why we made restoring border security a key pillar of our commitment to America that we ran and won on in 2022. Last year, GOP House members rolled out the Commitment to America, a core group of policies that fit on a pocket card designed to help them and their candidates communicate the GOP's vision effectively in the midterm elections. The agenda is the product of years of work from congressional Republicans to fine-tune through issue-specific task forces their vision on core issues like the economy, immigration, crime and public safety, education, and good government practices. Stefanik also pointed to House Republicans' introduction of a sweeping package of border and immigration bills, stating, "We fulfilled our commitment months ago when we passed the strongest border security bill in our nation's history." Yet, Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden have failed to act, she added. She concluded by expressing her hope that Americans choose wisely in the election booths next year. In 2024, border security will once again be on the ballot, she stated, and I fully expect New Yorkers and Americans to vote these extreme NY Democrats out of office. On Wednesday, Stefanik addressed reports that the Biden administration is recommending New York City send illegal immigrants to be housed at Messina International Airport, expressing her opposition to the move as she called on President Biden to end his radical open border policies and secure our northern and southern borders. She also said the president should not consider a plea deal with the 9/11 terrorist attack masterminds after reports that the Pentagon is imminently planning a potential plea deal that could mean no 9/11 architects or co-conspirators ever face the death penalty. Americans deserve justice for that horrific day, she declared. In April, Stefanik highlighted the crime crisis, claiming it is caused by failed far-left Democrat policies. With New Yorkers continuing to feel unsafe and leaving the city and state in record numbers, I look forward to holding Democrats accountable for their failure to prosecute crimes and instead engage in illegal political witch hunts against their political opponents, she stated. The matter comes as New York continues to face high crime rates, a housing crisis, and unprecedented levels of migration overburdening the city's resources. Last week, Hochul announced a jobs program for tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens who are arriving in the sanctuary state every week, even as roughly 380,000 New Yorkers remain unemployed. As more than 100,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York, mostly in New York City, since the spring of last year, Hochul has pleaded with President Biden not to stem the flow of illegal immigration but to more easily provide new arrivals with work permits while requesting the president offer a bailout to provide illegal aliens with jobs, subsidized housing, health care, and public transit, with American taxpayers footing the bill. In addition, Hochul rolled out a jobs program for border crossers and illegal aliens whereby the New York State Department of Labor, DOL, will be authorized to connect migrants with employers so they can nab jobs. In New York, immigrants make up almost 30% of the workforce. American taxpayers are currently billed $143 billion annually for costs associated with illegal immigration, not including any of the social and economic costs, such as higher housing prices, depleted wages, lost jobs, increased crime, and strained public resources at hospitals and schools. In April, Breitbart News reported that felony suspects released without bail thanks to New York's bail reform law are more likely to be rearrested for more felonies, including violent crimes, than suspects who were given bail before the law went into effect. In addition, national security threats are increasing due to the border crisis. On Tuesday, Breitbart News reported that the FBI is reportedly investigating a human smuggling network that is helping move Uzbek migrants across the border into the United States. At least one of the smugglers is reportedly connected to the ISIS terrorist organization. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.